Hi, and welcome to this episode of Newscast with me, Beth Espy. Kistow, that is probably the limit of my Manx, unfortunately. I know the odd phrase here and there, but I've never really got to grips with learning it properly. But I have been finding out how maybe over the next few weeks, you could learn some of the phrases that are key to the Manx language and key to everyday family life. Let's find out more.
I'm Adrian Kane. I'm a teacher at the Bunscoil Gilgach.
I'm June Christian. I am the project officer at Munyu Vega.
Well, it's a book I wrote about a year or so ago now, Cray Renu Ju, What Did You Do Today? And it's a sort of a resource for, well, initially for parents and carers who chosen to send their kids to the Bunscoil. So there's 40 units, one for each week, and it just builds up a slightly tongue-in-cheek Manx that you can use gradually with the perchin, as we'd say, the children. I think it's useful for anyone who's learning Manx, to be brutally honest, not just parents and carers and the like, yeah.
Do you know, we're sat here in the Bunscoil playground at the moment and you can hear the children speaking Manx, and I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? If your kids come here, they become fluent very quickly. And as a parent, if you don't know the basics, you could probably be missing out on some vital communication.
Well, you know, they all speak English fluently. I mean, yeah, it's always difficult to keep up with the kids because they're immersed in it. You know, their access to the language is enormous. So they pick it up very quickly. They can go from English to Manx, Manx to English. Obviously, like anyone who's learning language, they, you know, they understand it first. So the younger ones will mainly speak English, but as they get older, they speak more and more Manx. Really, you can never really keep up with the kids. They're just, because of the immersive setting, their access to it is just enormous, really. But the purpose of this is as much really just for parents to engage with the language, really, and encourage them, persuade them to do that, because I think those parents who do probably will go on to encourage their children to continue using Manx once they've left here, really. But as I said, it's not just for parents. I think that's quite important.
Ewan, what's your involvement in this?
Well, I started in post at Munyu Vega, I think it was like May time, and one of my objectives in my job description is to take some resources and make them a little bit easier for everybody to use. I wanted to put on some really, not necessarily entry level, but super useful assets onto the internet for busy parents. I was told about Cray Renu Ju, which I already knew about, picked it up. I gave Adrian a quick email to see if we could get this on Spotify, and obviously he bit my hand off. And we've had quite a lot of fun doing it, I think, haven't we? We do it every Monday, sometimes in the Albert. We walk Mule Hill. We tried to do a week at a time, but 2 weeks at a time with a little bit of history in there. Like Adrian says, it isn't just for Bunscoil parents. It is for everybody. There's lots of crossover bits in there you can apply to your talking to your partner on a daily basis, and we're not expecting people to learn it all. There's more than 40 weeks though, isn't there? Because you've got a couple of bonus rounds in there.
There's a couple of bonus, yeah. There were, yeah, but free bonus episodes thrown in because I got the numbering wrong, but there you go. But yeah, no, the Spotify thing is just, again, a sort of tongue-in-cheek way to introduce people to language and using the terms that we cover in the book, really, you know, and on location, you
on
know.
The road.
On the road.
I think the thing is, and Ewan and I have talked about this before, is that for people who didn't grow up learning languages, there's sometimes a bit of fear associated with it because you don't like the thought of getting things wrong and you don't want to feel stupid. And I think while many people want to keep the Manx language alive, they probably just don't know where to start.
Yeah, I mean, getting things wrong is always something which differentiates the kids here from adults, really. So they'll go between English and Manx, you know, throw in English words in the Manx. You know, they're not worried about things like that. And in some sense, that's one of the great things learning in immersion education. You don't come with all that sort of baggage which adult learners of any languages probably come by struggling through secondary school. Like, you know, I think in my last French exam at Castlerushen, I got 9%, you know, so.
And you cheated.
And I cheated, yeah. And
how did you cheat?
Well, very badly, I would say. You know, I wasn't interested in stuff like that, but I speak Manx and a few other languages.
And did you start learning Manx from a young age?
Well, I was about 18, so then, yeah. Hundreds of years ago, that was quite young, yeah, to learn it, yeah. But you it doesn't happen, you were all still learning stuff, I still learn stuff, but I think, yeah, one of the key things as an adult is not to get phased, not to think you have to speak perfect language, because no one, you know, we go on in English using things in random ways, don't we? But that's the difference, and one of the good things about teaching the Bunscoil is the kids, the perchin, who say, I'm don't have those hang-ups, really.
And the other interesting thing about language is that we know it evolves. So the Manx language will have evolved over the hundreds of years with modern terms being introduced. We've got a lot of modern terms nowadays, I suppose, think about things like social media and whatever. What do? Do you just whack the English word in there?
It's a mixture, really. I don't really use primary school, don't use the word social media too often. But there's Manx words for loads of stuff, which have evolved. Like, I suppose, in phrase nuclear physics must be relatively new in English. I can't remember what it is in Manx. But I'll throw English words in necessary, but most of it's in Manx. You can reuse old Manx words in new contexts and stuff like that.
What's your learning journey been like then, Ewan?
Really slow and long. I've got Adrian trying his hardest, and I do feel that I've made some gains recently. I've also got every Tuesday with Ruth, which has helped an awful lot, which I bring my daughter Verity along to. And next week, I am starting the 5-day intensive GIL course in Peel, and I'm basically going to be fluent in a week. Not really at all, because it's only level one. There's 5 of them, isn't there? I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot about myself. The great difference between Craig Renouju and doing that with Adrian and Ruth is I get phrases from Adrian more so that prove really useful, and then I get the backbone from Ruth, and I've got two great people that if I ever do need anything, especially for work or just to throw in with the kids, because now in my house, since I've started with Munyavega, we've all started using a little bit of Gaelic all around the house, and that includes Sully, who's 17, down to Verity, who's 11, and my son in the UK started throwing bits in and messaging. So it doesn't take an awful lot, really. And I've had a little skeet at the stats of our Spotify channel. Yeah, we've got listeners in Australia, Canada and America, so that's not bad. So yeah, so people are interested,
and it's as well, possibly.
Yeah, there is a separate subheading for the north. And what that tells me is that people are interested, and we are trying to break it down to make it less fearsome, because I think, like you say, people are afraid to learn anything, but we just want bite-sized phrases, encourage people to use it. And we also we have a giggle with the podcast. It's not like a school lesson. The man is a historian as well, and I like a bit of history. We make some stuff up, probably, but
you might. Speak for yourself. I was thinking where you were talking about new terms. I mean, me and my son speak Manx all the time, but he'll still come into English, like when we're watching TV and doing, you know, as teenagers might be doing, watching real crime dramas and stuff, you know, you'll suddenly come into English and Manx and stuff. So it's good. And one of the good things about here is the kids have that capacity to move between Manx and English, really, and that's really great.
And we're looking ahead to an exciting year, 2026, when the Manx language is really going to be celebrated.
Yes, indeed, celebrated every day here. Indeed, it'll be interesting to see what happens. So, you know, the Bunscoil will carry on doing what we're doing, really, which is teaching kids through the medium of Manx. And yeah,
where can people get hold of this book then?
Yeah, you'll be able to get it at the Bridge Big Shop, obviously at Munjavega, the Bunscoil, but yeah, you can get them in certainly the Bridge Big Shop in Ramsey and Pachan.
And the podcast, where can people find that?
On the Munyavega Spotify channel. So, yeah, and it's all over the Munyavega socials. I think it's on the Bunscoil
Facebook page
now. So, anywhere, really. Yeah. If you search it, it's been searched 437 times on Spotify, according to our analytics.
You need the Manx for statistics, I think.
Yeah. Erwin, numbers. Just Erwin numbers.
Erwin. Okay, and finally, Adrian, if you had to teach us the most useful phrase that we need for our everyday life, what would that be?
Hanelmi Rowulk.
Hanelmi Rowulk.
I'm not too bad. Hanelmi Rowulk.
Adrian Ewan, thank you so much.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.